is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everyone. This is BJ with Just Stuff. So glad that you're able to be with us today. Today, we will be discussing gratitude and Thanksgiving. And today, my guest is Pastor Chappelle Johnson from Tomball, Texas. And we're very glad to have him as a guest today. Good morning, Pastor Chappelle.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Now, like I said, we're going to be talking about gratitude today. What is your definition of gratitude? And give us some information about gratitude and what gratitude is and how important it is to exercise gratitude towards God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. It's much to be said about gratitude. And one of the definitions I've read on is that it's a positive response to experiencing God's goodness and His grace. Mm-hmm. And when we find that God is working in our lives, we show gratitude through the way we live. In other words, we're being guided by the Word of God and how He expects for us to live as his people. Mm-hmm. And there's a verse from Psalm 107, 1-3. And it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Mm-hmm. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the hands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south." It seems sometimes that as this verse speaks on, we have things going on from all sides, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Sometimes it seems to be coming all at once, and this verse confirms the goodness of God and how He redeems us from those things that we go through in our lives, how He delivers us from those things we go through in our lives.
And amen.
He's able. He's an able God, and we can be assured that He is consistent in His faithfulness to deliver us from the things that we need delivering from. And the gratefulness that we show to Him is not only in word, but it's also in deed, as we had talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. We show our gratefulness to Him by the way we live. Uh, there, caught in adultery. And this can be found in John, the 8th chapter, and it's verses 4 through 8. The Pharisees had brought this woman to Jesus and wanted her to have to pay the final penalty of being stoned to death. And Jesus wrote on the ground initially. We don't know what he wrote on the ground, but he did. And later on, he wrote on the ground again, and he asked and directed those who were without sin, let them be the first to throw a stone. And as time went on in that occurrence, there was no one to throw a stone, because everyone was convicted that they were sinners.
Amen.
And after everyone had left, and it was only Jesus and this woman who was brought to him, who was caught in adultery, it was only the two of them. And he said, in effect, where are your accusers? They don't accuse you, neither do I.
Mm-hmm.
Go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
And as we had talked about, the gratefulness that the woman showed to him, Jesus wanted her to show that not only in word, but in deed. He said to her, go and sin no more. In other words, that's a change in attitude. That's a change in your living, your lifestyle. It's a change from good to bad, and that's what he directs us to do, is to turn away from sin and turn toward righteousness in our lives as gratitude for all that he's done for us.
You know, too, in this whirlwind world that we live in, our daily activities and our circumstances requires a lot from us. And sometimes we get so busy and consumed with things that we have to do that all the time we don't think about being grateful or think about Thanksgiving. And it's not that we're not grateful or thankful, but God is just so awesomely good to us, and our gratitude, our gratefulness, and our thanksgiving should be just like breathing. It should be like breathing. And it should be a natural part of our lives. And the fact that Jesus told this woman to go and sin no more, I am just so sure that became a natural part of her life, because she could tell others what God had done for her and a change that had taken place in her life from not being thankful to being thankful to God for the change that he brought about in our lives. And that's what we have to do. We have to allow God to change us. We have to get in a, wouldn't you say that we would have to be in a relationship with God in order to know what thanksgiving and gratitude is?
Amen. And what we're talking about here as far as gratitude, we're talking to other believers.
Right.
We who are in the family of faith, that's our audience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need to be encouraged sometimes.
Right.
To be held accountable to each other, to be to live our lives righteously and to live our lives holy and to live our lives in gratitude to the one true and living God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are speaking to, as they say, we're talking to the choir.
Right.
And, yeah, we're talking to the choir.
Because we're all guilty.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And Scripture tells us, you know, even though we may want to, and sometimes we do, as you mentioned, we don't show thanksgiving. But Scripture tells us here in 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18, is to pray without ceasing.
Right.
In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
In everything, in every event or circumstance, everything, the Christian is to give thanks to God for the mm-hmm. good he can bring out of the event, even if it's unpleasant.
Right.
And the constant attitude of prayer mentioned here in verse 17 helps the believer to maintain gratitude in the face of adversity. I once heard a preacher say, everything that happens in our lives is either sent
mm-hmm.
or used by God.
Mm-hmm.
There's another scripture, Romans 8, 28, and it's a very familiar scripture. All things work together for good.
Absolutely.
To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, everything that happens in our life, our God has the power to use it for our good. And that's
glory.
Something to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And every day that we wake up, we can have that assurance to know that God is on our side.
Mm-hmm.
And we can depend on his faithfulness. Mm-hmm. When we're going through difficulties, we can depend on his faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
When we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, we can depend on his faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
When we seem to come up short every time, when we seem to come up short 9 times out of 10, that 10th time, he is faithful to bring us through. He's able to take us over those things that seem to block our progress. He's able to take us under those things that block our progress. He's able to take us around those things that block our progress and able to lead us through to a closer walk with him.
Amen.
That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we should be grateful to each and every day of our lives.
Absolutely. And when we're grateful to God, then it reminds us that we can't do anything without him.
Amen.
We can't do anything on our own. And we have to have God in our lives, and it helps us to not become arrogant and think that we're so self-sufficient that we don't need God in our lives to help us. And that's one of the beauties of gratitude. It keeps us sober-minded. Keeps us sober-minded to let us know, you know, who do you think you are? You can't do anything without God. And then it just puts us in a place when you think about these type things that you just want to be grateful to God, because believers want to do things that glorify God, want to do things that glorify God. And hopefully somebody will see God through the believers and want to draw nigh to Him and you know, accept Him as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you know, and recognizing that we are helpless without God, it keeps us, like I said before, it keeps us sober-minded. Even, you know, like you said before, even when our lives become difficult with trials and tribulations, like the word says that we're going to have them. And it's good to know that through these trials and tribulations, we have God, and we still can be grateful to God for being with us through these different things that that we go through, and thank Him for being here with us. And Thanksgiving just belongs to God, and He deserves our gratitude and our thanksgiving, and we owe God. And I think about it sometime, you know, God has done so much to so much for us, and He allowed His Son to die for us, and He still, through all of the things and the mistakes and the faults and the all of the things, He's still helping us.
Amen.
He's still with us, and He promised that He would never leave us or forsake us. That's grounds for gratitude.
Amen.
That's grounds for thanksgiving every day.
Yep, you're right about it.
And all through the day, all of those times when you're stopped at a stop sign and you'll have a car come just reveling through, but you didn't see it, but God did. And at that particular time, He didn't allow you to move. You stayed there. Gratitude. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. And like I said earlier, you know, sometimes we become so overwhelmed with our own activities and our own circumstances that we miss opportunities to thank God and to tell God how grateful we are for Him, for His glory, for Him being with us. And all of the credit, it's not us. All of the credit go to God.
Amen.
It goes to God. And it gratitude keeps us humble, you know, because we know, well, I know for me, I know I can't do anything without Him. I can't. I need Him all of the time, every second, every hour, all of the time. I need Him.
And, you know, Jesus gave us examples of gratitude. And there's a scripture in the Bible on where He fed the 5,000.
Yes.
And He, first of all, gave thanks to the Father for the fish and the bread that He had, which was a minimal amount. But He gave thanks, and He was able by that to feed them all. And thankfulness to the Father. And if Jesus did it, woo!
Yes.
If Jesus did it, you know we should follow His example.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. He deserves, you know, another word for thankfulness is praise.
Right.
And it can be used interchangeably. And we should always want to give God praise for all that he does for us. I've heard folks when I was growing up, they used to always say, I thank the Lord for my portion of help and strength. Mm-hmm. And that didn't mean a whole lot to me then, but it means a lot to me
now that
God is giving us all of those things. When he wakes us up in the morning, that's a reason to give and to be grateful to him. When he enables us to even lift our fork or our spoon to be able to eat the food that's on the table in front of us, that's reason enough to be grateful to him. When we look around our surroundings and we see that we have more than one shirt, or more than one pair of pants, more than one pair of shoes in the house, and we see this and we know that it's all because of God's goodness and his mercy and his grace and the provisions that he's provided for us. That's reason for gratitude and gratefulness. When we look at our cars and we get in our cars and we turn the key and the car starts up and it doesn't shake and act like it's getting ready to fall apart. That's reason to be grateful.
Amen.
To God. These are all things that we can take for granted, but we shouldn't take them for granted. We should be thankful to God in our minds and in our hearts and in our spirits. Whenever we can think about it, we should be grateful to God for all that he does for us. And these are just small examples of all the goodness and the mercy and the grace that he adorns us with. And thankful to the good Lord that his mercies are fresh every day. That's enough to be grateful to God for. We can be assured that we're going to have some mercy from the one true and living God every day that we're able to see a brand new day. There's mercy waiting on us, and
Amen. We're
just thankful to him for his faithfulness. And we just can't, if we had 1,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to thank him enough.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, and we're going to talk some about during our difficult times, because those are times that people fall away during the difficult times, and we don't like those difficult times that we have to go through, but it's still a time to be grateful to God for being with us. And Pastor Chappelle, we're going to wrap up. Our time is over almost, but we're going to wrap it up right now. But next week, we're going to wrap this discussion on gratefulness and thanksgiving, because it's just so important that we don't forget God. He didn't forget us. He didn't forget us. So we should, and as believers, sometimes the believers get weary and get tired and, you know, just complacent sometimes. And once in a while, we just need a recharge.
Amen.
And being grateful to God that you can even get weary, but know who can take care of you being weary. Know who can take care of refreshing you so you can get back on the path that God wants you on, working in the kingdom and doing things for him, helping other people and whatnot. But anyway, we are going to wrap it up right here. And I thank you, everybody, for being with us. And please tune in next week for the completion of this topic on gratefulness and thanksgiving. God bless you.
Thank you.